طيب تفضل يا شيخنا.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. نختتم هذه اللقاءات المباركة إن شاء الله تعالى.
After the speech of the Mead, the Sheikh said that we seal these different sittings, the blessed sittings, inshallah,
بنصيحة
with a general advice
للأزواج
to the spouses,
والآباء,
the fathers,
والأبناء,
and the children.
فنقول وبالله تعالى التوفيق.
We say and we ask facilitation from Allah.
الأسرة,
the family,
هي اللبنة الأولى في المجتمع,
is the first brick forming the society.
إذا صلحت,
if it is good,
صلح المجتمع كله,
the society all will be good.
وإذا فسدت,
if it is corrupt,
فسد المجتمع كله,
the whole society will be corrupt.
لذلك أولى الإسلام الأسرة,
this is why Islam has given the family
عناية كبيرة,
a special care.
وأمر الله تبارك وتعالى,
and Allah commanded
الرجال,
the men,
قبل الزواج,
before getting married,
الذي هو تكوين لهذه الأسرة,
which is the forming of this family,
أن يحسنوا اختيار النساء.
He ordered them to be selective when choosing a wife,
كما أمر أولياء النساء,
exactly like he ordered the parents or the guardians of the women,
أن يحسنوا اختيار الأزواج,
that they should be selective when choosing a husband,
لنسائهم,
for their women.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
تنكح المرأة لأربع,
the woman is gets married or is gotten married to because of four reasons,
لمالها,
because of her wealth,
ولحسبها,
her noble lineage,
ولجمالها,
her beauty,
ولدينها,
and her deen, religion.
فاظفر بذات الدين,
so select and achieve or take the one who has good religion.
طلبت يداك,
may Allah making dua for him.
أي افتقرت إن لم تظفر بذات الدين,
meaning you will be poor. This dua means طلبت يداك, that you will be poor if you do not get the woman of religion.
ففي الدين عوض عن كل شيء,
because the good practice of the religion replaces everything else.
وليس في الأشياء كلها عوض عن الدين,
and the many other things can never replace the good practice of the religion.
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأولياء أمور النساء,
and the Prophet صلى الله وسلم said to the guardians of women,
إذا جاءكم من ترضون دينه وخلقه فزوجوه,
if someone comes to you whom you accept his practice of the religion and his character, then get him married.
إلا تفعلوا,
if you do not do that,
تكون فتنة في الأرض وفساد كبير,
there will be a lot of turmoil and corruption done on earth.
ثم إن الله تبارك وتعالى,
then Allah تبارك وتعالى,
بفضله ورحمته,
out of his bounty and mercy,
ألف بين قلوب الأزواج,
he brought together the hearts of the spouses,
وألقى فيها المحبة,
and he cast into them the love,
والمودة والرحمة,
affection also and mercy between them.
وذلك من دلائل وحدانيته,
and that is from the signs of his oneness,
وأنه المتصرف في القلوب وحده,
that he is the one who takes full control of the hearts by himself. You find the husband,
يتزوج من امرأة,
he gets married to a woman,
ليست من بني قومه,
she is not from his people,
ولا من بني جنسه,
he is not from, she is not from the same
لغته,
country, not from the same language.
ثم إذا تزوجها,
after he gets married to her,
أحبها وأحبته,
he loves her and she loves him.
وهذا دليل من دلائل الوحدانية,
and this is from the signs of the oneness of Allah.
ولذلك قال تعالى,
that is why Allah said,
من آياته
and from his signs
أي دلائل وحدانيته
and from the signs that he is one and only
أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليه
that he created from yourselves spouses that you find peace and tranquility being with them
وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة
and he made between you love and affection
وحتى تدوم المودة والرحمة
and so that the love and affection will continue
شرع الله تعالى
Allah legislated
لكل من الزوجين على صاحبه حقوقا
for both of the spouses Allah legislated rights
فقال سبحانه
Allah said
ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف
for them that is the woman exactly like what is over them with that which is known to be good
فللرجل على امرأته حق
so the husband the man has rights over his woman
وللمرأة على زوجها حق
and the wife has rights over her husband
إذا قام الرجل بحق امرأته
if the man fulfills the rights of his wife
وقامت المرأة بحق زوجها
and the woman fulfills the right of her husband
ألف الله بين قلوبهما
Allah will bring affection between their hearts
وأصلح ذات بينهما
and he will mend and rectify the situation between them
وجنبهما نزغات الشيطان
and he will make them both avoid the prompts of shaitan
أما حق المرأة على الرجل
As for the right of the woman over the man
فقد سئل عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked about it
فقال أن تطعمها إذا طعمت
He said to feed her if you eat
وتكسوها إذا اكتسوت
And you clothe her when you clothe yourself
ولا تضرب الوجه
And do not hit the face
ولا تقبح
And do not use bad language
ولا تهجر إلا في البيت
And do not insult her and do not abandon her except within the circle of the household.
And تطعمها إذا طعمت.
To feed her if you eat.
وتكسوها إذا اكتسوت.
To clothe her when you clothe yourself.
ولا تضرب الوجه.
Do not hit the face.
فإن ضرب الوجه ممنوع شرعا.
The hitting the face is حرام legally.
لا تضرب زوجتنا على وجهها.
Do not hit the woman on her face.
ولا تضرب ولدا على وجهه.
Do not hit the child on his face.
ولا تضرب تلميذا على وجهه.
And do not hit a student. On his face.
ولا تقبح
and do not insult
أي لا تقل لمرأتك الكلام القبيح
do not say to your wife the words that are obscene and horrible
ولا تهجر
and do not abandon
إذا هجرت لنشوز كان في المرأة
if you boycott or abandon because of a discord on her part
إلا في البيت
so do not boycott or abandon her except within the household
وفي القرآن الكريم
And in the Noble Quran,
وَهَجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ
In the Quran, it says, and abandon them in the beds.
فقال الله تعالى وهجرون في المضاجع.
The statement of Allah, abandon them in beds.
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تهجر إلا في البيت.
And the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, do not abandon except inside of the
room. إلى أدب من آداب الخلاف والنزاع بين الرجل وامرأته.
This is in it. There is guidance and direction to one of the etiquettes in terms of disagreements and fights that happens between. The husband and wife.
إذا حدث خلاف
if disagreement happens
أو حدثت خصومة
or a dispute happens
ورأيت أن تهجر امرأتك
and you are of the position that you should abandon her
تأديبا وتربية
as a means of discipline and you know educating
فليكن الهجر في الغرفة الخاصة بهما
then this abandonment should happen within the room that is the private room between the two
ولا يكن خارجها داخل البيت
and not even It should not be done outside of the room, even inside of the home, but outside of the room. It should
be.
Let alone for it, the abandonment to be outside of the home, outside.
بمعنى أنك إذا هجرت امرأتك
meaning if you abandon your wife
لتقصير منها في حقك
because she was falling short regarding your
rights
that repeats that is repeatedly done
ورأيت أن علاجها في الهجر
and you saw that the treatment is that you do some sort of boycott
فليكن الهجر في غرفتكما الخاصة
then this should be in your private room
لا يعرف الأولاد عن ذلك شيئا
your children should not know anything about this
فأمام أمهم
So in front of the mother,
تحدثها وتكلمها,
you speak to her and you normal with
وتلاطفها,
her, and you speak nicely to her.
حتى لا يشعر الأولاد بشيء أبدا.
So the kids do not feel anything at all.
لأن المشاكل الزوجية,
because the problems that happen between the,
تعود على الأطفال بآثار سيئة.
The problems between married couples, they have bad effects on the children.
أما حق المرأة حق الرجل على المرأة,
as for the right of the husband over the wife,
فهو عظيم جدا.
Then it is very great.
عظمه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث قال,
the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم aggrandized it when he said,
لو تعلم المرأة ما عليها لزوجها,
if the woman knows the right of her husband on her,
ما قعدت حين يحضر غداؤه,
she will not sit when his food with his lunch is ready,
حتى يفرغ منه,
until he finishes from it.
وبين عليه الصلاة والسلام,
and he clarified عليه الصلاة والسلام,
أن الرجل إذا غضب على امرأته,
that a husband if he gets angry with his wife,
غضب عليها الرب سبحانه,
the Lord will be angry with her.
وإذا رضي الرجل عن امرأته,
and if the husband is satisfied with the wife,
رضي عنها الرب سبحانه,
then the Lord will be pleased with her.
في الحديث قال صلى الله عليه وسلم,
in the hadith the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
إذا صلت المرأة خمسها,
if the woman prays her five,
وصامت شهرها,
and she fasts her month,
وحفظت فرجها,
and protected her private part,
وأطاعت زوجها,
and obeyed her husband,
قيل لها ادخل الجنة,
she will be told enter paradise,
من أي أبوابها شئت,
from any door you wish.
فعلى الرجل,
so it is upon the man,
أن يجتهد في القيام بحق امرأته عليه,
to strive hard to fulfill the right of his wife over him,
وأن يغض طرفه عن تقصيرها في حقه,
and to basically close the eye or overlook the deficiency and when she falls short.
وعلى المرأة,
also it is upon the woman,
تجتهد في القيام بحق زوجها عليها,
to strive hard to fulfill the right of her husband over her,
وأن تغض طرفها عن تقصيره في حقها,
to close also her eye or overlook when he falls short in terms of her.
فبهذا تدور المحبة والمودة.
In this way love and affection will continue between them.
أما أن يؤاخذ كل منهما صاحبه,
as for the case when each one of them holds the other to account,
على الصغيرة والكبيرة,
for the small right and the big right,
فهذا أسلوب الأنداد والأضداد,
this is the way of the equals and the peers and the opponents,
وليس أسلوب الأولياء والأحباب,
and this is not the way of the allies and the loved ones and the friends.
ثم على الزوجين,
then it is upon both spouses, that they should know,
أنهما مسؤولان مسؤولية تامة,
that they have full responsibility,
عما رزقهما الله من الذرية,
for the children that Allah has provided them with.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
كلكم راع,
each one of you is responsible,
وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته,
every one of you will be questioned about the folks he is responsible for.
فالرجل في بيته راع,
so the man in his household he is a responsible,
ومسؤول عن رعيته,
and he is responsible for his people.
والمرأة في بيت زوجها راعية,
and the woman in the house of her husband she is responsible,
وهي مسؤولة عن رعيتها,
and she is responsible, she will be questioned about her people who are under her charge.
وقد قال الله تعالى,
and Allah said,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا,
all you who believe,
قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا,
protect yourselves and your families from a fire,
ووقاية نفسك من النار,
and for you to protect yourself from the fire,
تكون بأن تقيم دين الله,
that is by you establishing the religion of Allah,
ووقاية أهلك من النار,
and for you to protect your family from the fire,
بأن تأمرهم أن يقيموا دين الله,
that is by you ordering them and commanding them to establish the religion of Allah.
قال الله تعالى,
Allah said,
وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها,
command your family to pray and be patient upon that.
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
أمروا أولادكم بالصلاة وهم أبناء سبع سنين,
command your children to pray when they are at the age of seven,
واضربوهم عليها وهم أبناء عشر,
and discipline them for the Salah when they are 10 years old.
وفرق بينهم في المضاجع.
Separate between them in beds.
فعلينا أن نجتهد في تربية أبنائنا.
So we should strive hard in raising our children.
فإن البيت
For surely the household
هو المدرسة الأولى
is the first school
الذي يتربى فيه الأطفال
in which the children will be raised
ويتعلمون
and they will be taught.
فإن الطفل
For surely the child
من السنة الأولى
from the first year
قبل أن يدخل حضانة أو مدرسة
before entering the school or the nursery
يتعلم من أبويه
he learns from his parents
ويتربى على أيديهما
and he is raised or she is raised under their hands
ويأخذ عنهما الأخلاق
and he takes from them the morals
والقيم والمبادئ
and the values
والسلوك والتصرفات
and the behavior and how to deal with others.
فعلى الأب والأم
so it is upon the father and the mother
أن يحرصا
that they should be careful and diligent
على أن يكون أسوة حسنة لأبنائهم
that they should be a perfect example for their children.
فإن الولد يحاكي أبويه
for the child will imitate his parents
أن يقلدهما
meaning he will follow their example
يقلدك في أفعالك
he will imitate you in your actions
ويقلدك في أقوالك
and he imitates you also in your statements
ألم ترى إلى ابنك أو ابنتك
don't you see your child your daughter or your
عندها ثلاث سنوات أو أقل أو أكثر
they're 3 years old more or less
إذا قمت إلى الصلاة
if you stand up to pray
تقوم تصلي بجوارك
they stand and they pray beside you
وإذا كانت الأم محجبة
and if the woman is wearing the hijab or the
تلبس البنت الحجاب مثل أمها
the girl she will wear the hijab like her mother
فالأب والأم
so the father and the mother
هما المثل الأعلى للولد
they are the highest example or role model for the children
فعليك أن تقدر مسؤوليتك حق قدرها
so you should give your responsibility you should estimate it the due estimation
لا تتهاون بفعل سيء أمام الأطفال
give it the right value do not look down upon an evil treatment or an evil dealing that you do in front of the
سيقلدونك فيها
for they will imitate you in that
ولا تتهاون بكلمة بذيئة أمام الأطفال
do not look down upon an evil word that you utter in front of them
فإنهم سيقلدونك فيها
for they will imitate you in that
عن عبد الله بن عامر قال
عبد الله بن عامر said
دعتني أمي
my mother called me
ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قاعد في بيتنا
and رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was sitting in our house
فقالت تعالى أعطك
She said, "Come, I will give you something."
فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
"ما أردت أن تعطيه."
What did you want to give him?
قالت أردت أن أعطيه تمرة.
She said, "I wanted to give him a date."
قال أما إنك لو لم تعطيه لكتبت عليك كذبة.
He said to her, "Surely, if you did not want to give him anything, then it will be written and recorded for you as a lie."
فيجب أن يكون يعني مربيا. صالحا.
You have to be someone who raises his children and someone who is pious.
لأنك الأسوة الحسنة لأبويك.
Because you are the good. Because you are the good example, the role model for your children.
وقد قالوا.
And they said.
ما أشبه أباه فما ظلم.
The one who mimics or resembles his father, then he did not commit wrong.
وعلى الأبناء.
And it is upon the children.
أن يعلموا.
That they should know
أن حق آبائهم عليهم
that the right of their parents over them
أعظم الحقوق بعد حق الله ورسوله
is the greatest of rights after the right of Allah and His Messenger.
فقد قال تعالى
Allah said
واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا
worship Allah and associate none with Him
وبالوالدين إحسانا
and be kind to the parents
وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه
and your Lord ordained that you should worship none but He
وبالوالدين إحسانا
and be good to the parents
ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا
and we counseled the human regarding his parents to be kind to them
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
رضا الله في رضا الوالدين
the pleasure of Allah is found or lies in the pleasure of the parents
وسخط الله في سخطهما.
And the anger of Allah lies in the anger of the parents.
فعلى الأبناء.
So it is upon the children.
أن يجتهدوا في بر الآباء.
That they should strive hard to be kind and dutiful to their parents.
وإكرامهم.
And to honor them.
والإحسان إليهم.
To be very good towards them.
فإن بر الوالدين.
For surely righteousness towards parents.
أفضل الأعمال بعد الإيمان بالله.
This is the best of the deeds after believing in Allah.
وعقوق الوالدين.
And being undutiful to the parents.
أكبر الكبائر بعد الشرك بالله.
Is the most major sin after the sin of associating partners in worship with Allah.
فنسأل الله تبارك وتعالى.
So we ask Allah
تبارك وتعالى
to bring love and affection between our hearts
بيننا,
and to mend the situation between us and to guide us to the ways of peace.
هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين.
Oh our Lord, grant us from our spouses and our children the coolness or the comfort of our eyes.
واجعلنا للمتقين إماما.
And make us leaders for the pious ones.
هذا والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
جزاكم الله خيرا يا شيخنا.